Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition over Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. It is currently 45 degrees outside under mostly cloudy skies. I'll have a full weather report for you in just a little bit. But for now, it is time for the morning interview. I am excited to welcome into the studio City Administrator John Leach. Good morning, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to have you here.
Thanks.
We're here to talk about there's lots of activity going on around town as far as construction, and can you give us a little bit of a little fill-in on what's going on these days?
Sure. How's the joke go? We've got two seasons here, winter and road construction. I think a lot of towns hear that.
Here's the road construction season.
Right, it is road construction season. So as lots of people have seen, there's a lot going on around town, construction activity happening, and of course at the city we've been hearing a lot of chatter, a lot of concerns, and some frustration about traffic delays and detours and congestion and just the overall impacts, and just wanted to take some time today to tell everybody what's going on.
Excellent. We appreciate that. So we got a few projects to highlight. Where would you like to start?
Sure. I think the big one is the Lakehurst Monastery Kincaid. That's the one that's creating the detour for most people. That's a pretty big utility project. That's the one that most people are feeling the impacts, but it's pretty comprehensive. We're doing a lot of utility replacements along with just the road work. So water, sewer, our stormwater system, and a new culvert in the Wrinkle Neck Creek area, along with some sidewalk work to make things a little more ADA accessible. And some good news, we'll get a signalized pedestrian crossing from Lake Street over to, on Lake Street over to the Swan Lake Park, so we can widen that street a little bit and make some safer lanes, along with some repaving.
Excellent. So that'll be a crosswalk, like before you get to the roundabout. If you're coming down Lake Street headed toward town.
That's correct.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And then, so this is the area on the other side of the lake. I'm sure now that school is out, traffic has probably calmed down a little bit. But they still want people to not cut through the neighborhood Monastery Street and all of that, even though you can kind of creep through there. But why is that?
Correct. Yeah, this is going to go through till the end of October, so I know it's a while. But the reason for the detour being on Halibut Point Road is that is really designed for higher loads of traffic. So if people start to cut through some of the smaller streets and some of the neighborhoods, like Monastery, for example, those roads are already in rough condition, like many are, and they're not designed to carry constant heavy traffic. So we really want folks to stick to that designated detour on Halibut Point Road as much as possible.
And pedestrian traffic, probably okay to go through the neighborhood, but stay off of the main Lake Street.
Right. Just follow the signs and use caution if you're going through those areas.
All right. And what else? What else do we got going on?
Well, one thing I want to add to that is I think the kids' fishing derby is this weekend, and that will still continue. Our contractor out there, K&E, is going to be working with the folks running that to make sure that event can still take place. On top of that, as you asked, there's going to be just repaving everywhere. I mentioned that when we were going through the snowpocalypse that we had this last year, all the potholes that it's going to lead to. So we've got another contractor, CECON, that is starting today. They're doing some repaving work around town in various locations, and I think they're starting with some grading on Darren Drive right now.
If you know, does paving tend to be weather permitting, or can they kind of work through some rain on that?
I think they can work through some rain. I'm not the expert on I have seen them out there in some pretty questionable weather. So
and do you know once they're like, okay, we're going to fix this street, is that usually wrapped up in a day or two, or it just kind of probably depends?
It depends. It depends on what kind of intrusion they're doing to the pavement that's there, but most of it is patchwork and should be done pretty quickly.
Okay. All right. So we've got the, as you said, the project on the other side of the Lake Street, and then along with that closure, which is going to go through October, and then some patchwork around town. Let's talk about what's going on the bridge and then the other side of the bridge. So an update on that.
Sure. Like I said, lots of projects. Yeah. Airport, that's always been a topic of conversation. Still underway, almost done. The plan is for it to be completed this fall. So the work being done right now is in the existing terminal, where the old rental car area was, along with the vestibule, baggage belt, and we're even going to have a heated sidewalk there, so make things a little easier in the wintertime.
All right.
So excited to get that airport project completed. some good news recently. The senior center, the fire sprinkler upgrade project, is wrapping up. So you've probably seen some announcements, some programming that's going to start taking place again back in the senior center.
Great.
So some good news for everyone. Yeah, as you said, if you're crossing the Econo Bridge, you'll see some work going on with Sitka Seawalk Phase 2. And that's been a project we've been talking about since 2016 with DOT, and that work is underway now. And the point of that is a continuation of the existing seawalk from where the sidewalk ends along Harbor Drive, and then connect to the other sidewalk infrastructure that wraps up underneath the bridge, so some safer pedestrian crossing areas.
Yeah, that'll be a neat view when it's all done, too, going on the outside of the bridge there. So a pathway that'll continue through this summer. Do we have a, let's see, what are we thinking about on a, do we know a time frame for that one?
I think that will, that's a good question.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's going to continue through to this year.
Okay.
That's another one that's going to take a little while. I think it's December is the time frame.
Okay. Great. All right. So the seawalk on the other side of the bridge, and then let's see. Tell us about the what's going on with the Coast Guard section over on the other side of the bridge.
Sure. It's not not just our construction going on. There's some federal projects happening. I know people are excited to welcome the Coast Guard's fast response cutter, the Douglas Denman. But we did learn that construction will start taking place on September of this year. That will continue until the end of 2028, and that is the pier upgrade over on Japonski Island, and that will hopefully be done, like I said, at the end of 2028, and we'll have the cutter Douglas Denman here shortly after that.
All right, so that's going to be like you said, a pier upgrade, just kind of improving the infrastructure there, getting
Correct.
Ready for that new vessel.
Yes.
Excellent. And then that vessel will live here.
It will be home ported here.
All right. And it's currently in Ketchikan,
is
that right?
It is in Ketchikan.
All right.
We're not going to let them keep it.
All right. Well, that's exciting. Something to look forward to for sure. All right. So just a quick recap on the construction projects. We've got working backwards. So the Coast Guard base is going to start working this fall. The airport should be wrapped up by the end of this year. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right.
This fall.
That'll be exciting to see that all come to fruition as well. The seawalk on this side of the bridge. And then, of course, various patch projects going on around town. So just watch out for construction crews, for signs, be patient if things
Definitely
might get
be
held
patient.
Up. Yeah, okay. And then, of course, the Lake Street project and going around the lake on Halibut Point Road, if at all possible.
That's correct.
All right. And then anything else on your mind that you want to wrap up with? What else is going to be summertime? So what else is happening in summertime?
It's that time of year. We love talking about bears, and we love talking about how we can help manage the bears coming into town. So they're back. The bears are back. So I just want to take this opportunity to give a reminder to everybody, please properly secure your garbage. That's bait for them. So if they find easy food, they're going to keep coming back. And we don't like to have those interactions. So again, if you can, keep your garbage inside in a secured structure. Only put your garbage out on collection day. I'm guilty of it as well.
Right.
You know, we put it out the night before because sometimes the garbage truck comes early in the morning.
Yeah.
But if you can, make sure you put it out on collection day. Properly dispose of fish waste because we know that Sitkins love to fish and a lot of that's in there. But the bears also like that. Make sure your grills, coolers, things like that you keep outside are clean. Don't leave pet food outside if you can help that. And just another reminder, at the transfer station, every month, every resident gets 200 pounds of free drop-off to manage some of the bear trash. So that is available to you all. And then if we have to, there is a code provision called bear attraction nuisance. The goal is not to find people, but to remind folks that we take this seriously and it's for the safety of the community. So please do your best to keep the bears out of town.
All right. It is indeed bear season. Lots of different visitors to our town this time of year. If people have questions about any of the projects or anything going on, what's a good way to ask those questions?
Sure. If you've got any question about any of the road construction projects or any of the public works issues going on right now, 747-1804. And if you have any just general administrative questions, you can call 747-1812. And of course, you can visit our new and improved website at cityofsitka.com for a lot of information.
All right. So different announcements and things going on, I'm sure, on social media, too. There'll be information on stuff and,
oh, sure,
and whatnot. So, all right. Well, Mr. Leach, thank you so much for coming in. It's good to see you. And thanks for the update. And I hope you have a good summer.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. I'll be back in just a minute or two with a weather update for our listening area. I hope you'll stay tuned.